Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is hour number two of Dukes and Bell, number one sports talk show, number one sports talk station. Thanks to you, best listeners in town, man. Abe Gordon is filling in for Carl this week. Carl, it was funny. We were texting back and forth last night watching the Knicks and the Celtics, and just felt so bad, obviously, for Jason Tatum. And, I grew up a Knicks fan, but as we said, tough group of people to pull for. When you think about all of the thieves from Wall Street that sit in those seats are like $10,000 a night. And then you've got a lot of Hollywood elitists, everything that just makes you want to just want to basically run down the floor to Knicks game and just do the Three Stooges, just brrr, and knock heads together. I mean, I see that. That's what I think. And I grew up a Knicks fan.
I guess you're right about some of the finance people. I like
Ben Stiller. I got nothing against Ben Stiller.
So that's what I was going to bring up. I like seeing the celebrities that care.
Yeah.
And by the way,
Timothy Chalamet, who I always thought, here's another one of these, I don't know what he is. And then you find out, even though, you'd say, well, he's artsy fartsy and he's
ball knower.
He knows his game. When he was on College Game Day, man, either he's one hell of an actor or the dude's got it. And if you hadn't seen the Bob Dylan movie, I thought that was great. Him and Dune has been fantastic. So he's a very talented actor, but he loves his Knicks. So you got to respect that.
I like seeing the celebs. Because to me, L.A. feels like the Lakers feels more like there to be seen.
Well, that's L.A. In general.
The Knicks feels like those celebrities are legitimately Knicks fans. And I can respect that at least.
Right. I sat last time we went to a Ranger game. We had good seats. I've gone to a couple of Ranger games since. But my buddy Tommy and I, we sat about two rows behind Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins when they were still together before they got split up. And, Susan Sarandon was really nice. Really friendly, sometimes you see celebs, you don't know what you're going to get. But Ben Stiller, we've got a lot of friends here in Atlanta, Carl and I, that work in the, because there's so much TV production and movies, and everyone says he's just a great guy to work with, just an absolute treat. Tropic Thunder is still one of my favorite movies of all time, man.
Yeah, he sent out.
I will die on that hill.
He sent out a tweet last night wishing best thoughts and prayers.
It's Spike Lee's a lifer. Spike Lee, good or bad, he's in. You
he's
can't argue
the
A1 that fan.
Of, right. of that celeb Nick right. fan crowd.
Right. Right on. Yeah. Now, Cardi B and Stephon Diggs, I didn't know. And Diggs, by the way, was showing off his girl last night, courtside, that leather bustier. Giddy up. If you like upper body, then you take that for 500 to win, Alex. Day-Day, your thoughts? Your wife's not listening. Rather zesty outfit, I thought.
Yeah, she looked good. Cardi looked good.
Good gift of understatement from our man, Day-Day. This hour of the show brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Empty Doors. Let's talk some NFL, 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, man, the international schedule release. We'll get more drips and drabs from the Falcons today. And then tomorrow, of course, it's official with the NFL TV show. Is it 8 o'clock tomorrow night on NFL Network? And ESPN will have it as well. But the international schedule gets out. We find out, yes, we will be taking on the Colts in Berlin. That's November 9th. And as Abe and I were just during the commercial break, Abe's, you know, we've been going round and round looking at flights. So I do hope that they'll put something together. Delta generally in the past has, in some cases, done that. Guy hit me up. He goes, "Why don't you call your buddy Ed Bastian?" Hey, that's steaks, pal. I mean, I don't know, Ed. That's steaky's juice right there, man.
I mean, if the hookups, you know, by proxy.
Right.
You know.
No, man. I mean, and it's funny. A couple guys, by the way, hit us up on the text line. First off, chiding me and Carl for sounding like steak, talking about first class and flying that way. But then Abe being a man of the people. Look, when I was a young up-and-coming broadcaster just like you, you young buck. Yeah, I sat in the back. I flew the back of a Pan Am flight to Paris when I was 21. And that's when they had the smoking section. I mean, it was like literally a cloud. Data, you can't even imagine. A cloud of smoke in the back of the plane. You know, and it's like, people today, millennials, or I mean, even younger, you would not even imagine what it was like to be on in the back of the plane back in the day.
I'm old enough to remember when the ashtrays were still on the plane, but by right. then, smoking was banned from airlines. But yeah, I definitely remember the ashtrays being on the plane.
Right. Back then, of course, mom would have a cigarette and a wine. Helps the baby sleep. Anyway, it is Dukes and Bell. They will be in Berlin, and it will be the ninth against the Colts. Well, here's the thing. Let me throw this at you just real quick. Who's going to be playing quarterback for the Colts by that time of the season? Is Anthony Richardson reestablished himself as the man, or has he lost his job?
I'd say whoever.
And we're going to see Daniel Jones.
Whoever starts as the backup by, what is that, week 10 or whatever?
Right.
Will then be the starter.
Tried to light a fire under the young man. Pulling yourself out of an NFL game is just unheard of as a quarterback. I mean, unless there's an injury, that's why they had to bench him, because, you know, there was articles in Indianapolis Star that he lost the locker room, and it's, you know, it's pretty well documented. So kind of a new jack quarterback, and like, I get it, the athleticism, but just like Jalen Milroe, I think another year of a polish would have helped him at Florida, but he wasn't ready, he wasn't prepared to do it. He wants to get to the league, I get it, but he's not ready. And he's still not ready.
No, I was pretty shocked as a Florida fan watching him. The idea that he was going to go into the league, get drafted high, and succeed just was never there for me. I agree with you. I thought him going back to Florida would have been a great idea and get to doing some of the things he probably didn't do. Don't rely on the physicality, the athleticism, and become a true quarterback. And it's just so tough to do once you're in the NFL to become that guy. And that's why you're going to see Jalen Milroe. Not starting week one.
Another question for you as we get into the crystal ball. Where will we be? Top third, middle third, bottom third in the NFL in sacks by the time we roll into Berlin?
I'm going to be optimistic, Mike. I'm going to say middle third.
Right. And by the way, I just riffed this. I didn't write this down for you. I'm about to put you on the spot. But Day-Day, real quick, what do you think, man? Think we'll have some juice?
I think so. I feel good. I feel like the mixture of guys that we now have, and hopefully some of the guys that were injured, Trice and those guys coming back. I just think the Falcons are in a good spot when it comes down to that defensive front.
Compared to other years, are you a little bit more okay if the Falcons get off to a slow pass rush start, considering it's rookie upon rookie and Braylon Trice and a lot of second year guys, and then obviously Leonard Floyd too? But I'm going to be a little bit patient with the pass rush. We also saw them improve last year over the course of the season. Change DCs, but right. I'll be patient early on if it's not immediately right there.
And that brings us to Matthew Judon in a Sports Illustrated article. He basically calls out Jimmy Lake. Look, this is why with Raheem Morris, and you know, people get on me. A lot of dudes got on me for being on Raheem too much. I just thought he made rookie coaching mistakes last year for a guy who's already been a head coach in this league, sure, has been part of a Super Bowl winner with the Rams. You don't bring Jimmy Lake. Jimmy Lake was in over his head. He had to fix things, and things got slightly better. The secondary was still a mess. Matthew Judon in an SI article says, quote, "If you go back and look at the film, I dropped back on 60% of the plays. It's hard to get a pick and a sack on the same play." He says, acknowledging return to Falcons, doubtful. Again, I don't think he's invited anyway. Says, right now I'm just weighing options, chilling, enjoying my family. He hasn't gotten any calls from anyone else. It doesn't seem like. I just know when you have an edge rusher, the classic OLB that can drop back, when he's just in space, for instance, Abe, in the Dan Quinn 4-3, where Vic Beasley would drop back to a quadrant, it's almost like at times if you don't release the running back or there's no one there, it's like now you're playing 10 against 11. It's almost like you've taken away his effectiveness. I'd rather see him hand in the dirt trying to affect the quarterback. So Matthew Judon, I agree with him. I think it's a combination of they didn't use him the right way. I also thought he got swallowed up by good tackles last year. He was always very conspicuous with the red sleeves, so you could see him. But when he did drop back, one of the times he dropped back in coverage was right in front of our seats in Tampa Bay. I want to say it was Bucky Irvin releases out of the backfield.
That's right.
He gets a pass breakup on a critical third down. So in one case, it worked, but more times than not, it seems like a waste of space.
A couple of things go through my head here, and I was listening to the Midday Show on my drive up here, and Randy, obviously played in the NFL and has done this before, was talking about how an offense can actually force a pass rusher to drop as opposed to be able to rush. Now, if I'm an offensive coordinator for an opposing team and I see what the Falcons have in the pass rush, there's only one guy I was even mildly concerned about, and it was Judon. And if you're telling me I can move and shift and slide a receiver or a tight end over and force or running back and force Judon to go backwards, not forwards, I'd be doing that as much as possible. That being said, it wasn't 60% of the time that opposing offenses were doing to that. That was part of the play calling, and that was part of the issue. But, Mike, at the same time, and you want to, I'll go ahead and say it, for the same reason that Kirk Cousins said what he said, Matthew Judon was facing a massive extension. Matthew Judon came to Atlanta, what was it, a $10 million deal, and said, I'll play on this one-year deal. Right. Matthew Judon has to say something to try and rebuild value.
Just like Kirk Cousins making the media rounds Super Bowl week.
Exactly.
To say, I was hurt after I said, no, I'm fine. Clerical error. Yeah, man, I know that the edge rush last year, and I don't fault them for going after, like Terry, going after Judon. Carl and I think you guys, everyone was pretty excited about it because he seems like a dude who had some edge. Granted, better years behind him with the Ravens. He was getting sideways with the Patriots. I thought it's a perfect prove-it year. It just didn't work. But how much do you give him the credit to say Jimmy Lake would have known how to use him if he was in a position to make plays and if he felt he was going to have his A game? Do you feel that Jimmy Lake compounded whatever he was or wasn't?
Yeah, sure. And that's why we saw, and look, the Falcons haven't really hidden it or tried to dismantle the idea that Raheem became more involved with what the defense is doing around the time of the bye. And wouldn't you know, look at how the Falcons fared in rushing the passer after the bye. Like they haven't been secretive about that. So obviously there were some issues the first 8 weeks or whatever it was in regards to what the plan was in taking down the quarterback. And yeah, a lot. But I also will say this. Judon wasn't overly impressive when he was rushing the passer.
And that's the thing. It's funny because, you know, I've had this conversation with Carl a dozen times. We used to joke around because Carl sits, we basically sit diagonally across from each other at Mercedes-Benz. And it's like you knew where Judon was because he always had the red long sleeves. So, like, okay, you might not know who Ebikadi is. They switched numbers last year. You always knew where Judon was on the field. And a lot of times he just either he would get forced, the pass rush would just take him outside the pocket, forced upfield. The quarterback would simply step up and just make his play. So, and we've seen that with Vic Beasley. And we've seen that, well, hell, Falcons have seen that, whoever the edge rusher is the last 15 years.
Well, and the other thing for me, and you obviously, you're right, you noticed it more because of the red sleeves, but there was just so much of, he was so close. He was one step away.
Right. Well, like, you could say that about every single defender in the NFL
that's my
who doesn't
point.
Get
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's. I mean, we know it's a game of inches and yada, yada, but this secondary, complimentary football, we never help the secondary.
Right.
I mean, and let's be honest. When you got a team off, anytime the Falcons got somebody off on a like three and out, it was like a minor miracle. It was a cause for celebration, right?
The nightmare for me was always Breeze on like third and 13.
You know he's gonna.
It was the worst.
Third and long for us. It was like third and Grantham for Georgia fans back under Rick back in the day.
The absolute worst because you just felt like you were waiting to give up a first down when every other team in the league feels like they can turn the table here. Never happened. Hoping that changes this year.
And we mentioned, guys, November 9th against the Colts. That's official now. The other international game. See, the Vikings are going to be staying in Europe. They're going to play London and Dublin.
Yeah, back-to-back.
Which is kind of interesting. I saw that. The Vikings will be playing the Browns in London. Is that one of the games at...
second game.
Yeah, that's Tottenham.
September.
That's Tottenham, yeah. First game is at Croke Park. That's the big stadium in Dublin.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From a America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Where Georgia Tech played Florida State, that's the smaller stadium. That's Avila. That's where I was last the Labor Day weekend. So this is the big one where they do the Gaelic football and the curling. It's a much bigger. It's 80,000 seats. That's going to be huge. Steelers and Vikings in Dublin is going to be, man, if I was retired, that'd be a trip I'd like to make. But I'm saving my loot for the Berlin trip and trying to find a way to get there directly.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.